Blog Talk Radio.
What about tomorrow? How about us to start winning this now? Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes. Look at the speed. Oh, my goodness. Breaks the tackle. Going to take it to the house. 92 yards. Toying with the defender. Saquon Barkley.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Eve of Tony.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
Not me, but do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
Man,
we're going 16-0,
huh?
16-0,
bro.
How dare you say anything worse?
How dare you?
Out
to
my... You know
we
just drafted
the Messiah.
Kobe, and the one and only, Shake Montana. Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now, here is your host, Shakes Montana.
High energy, born with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of matter what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, beating to the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, falling just a little bit better than my competitor.
You should never underestimate the thrashing, the hope of the state, whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Let me say that again, because I was muted before, but I'm here now talking to the folks. So I'm going to get the audio right. Hopefully y'all can hear the brother, Giants fans all across the world, because we are worldwide. And this is the Shakedown Sports Podcast. I'm your host, LRP. This is Thriving Thursdays. As you know, if you're fans of the show, if you tune in, you let a brother know. And we are here. It is August 5th, 2021. We're gonna have a party. We're gonna talk it up. I know that don't sound too invigorating. I didn't say that as if I really meant it. But gonna get into it early and often. Pause for the cause. Rock with me. Rock with your boy. Jam out to these tunes as we get this thing together. Check the audio. Make sure it's right. We'll be right back at it. Let's get it.
All right. Commercial break, a little bit, a little intermission while we get the intermission. You know what I mean? It's like, man, how you going to go to intermission in the beginning? Motherfucker come out for one song. You know, if we break, I had to do it, man. My audio wasn't right yet. You know what I'm saying? I had to do it. But if you can hear me, I also wanted to switch my audio. I know this goddamn headset is ridiculous when it comes to the mic. You know what I mean? I think this is a better audio transmission. So, Sheikh Montana is with us. Let me know if the audio is right for the next 2 hours as the people groove out to it and listen to it and get educated on this sport bag. Yeah, we good. Sweet. That's all I needed.
Man, many birds.
That's all I needed to know. That's all you had to say. I found up know that the audience. Welcome, America. As I stated in the beginning, we want to make sure that when we do speak, we speak on purpose. And it's not redundant. Coming from the... I don't want to say better, but it sounds harder when I say better. Coming from the gutter. All rappers don't come from the gutter. It's super talented. But it seems like when you rap it, you gotta say, coming from the gutter slums. Coming from the slums. That's ignorant. No, you don't. Anyway, welcome again. This is Thriving Thursdays. Y'all know what it is, man. Got game day is today. Preseason is here. It is here. And I'm going to ask a dumbass question, but what channel do it come on? Somebody tell me. We also got He the Chosen One to hit it again.
Hey, man. How good is this? I mean, blessing in disguise, though, really. But, you know, with the Kenny Galladay injury, it gives Kadarius Toney some more reps out there.
Yeah, it does. And, oh, that's black. My bad. Damn, I know that dude. I say off that E. But, what's the name? Damn, what was I going to say?
You.
What up, black?
What did you do,
bro? Peace to the herbs. That's a good fan. I don't remember.
Oh, I was going to say Petty McPete was saying Corey Davis ain't injured. I'm going to keep saying that, too. Petty McPete. That's my new alter ego for the American.
Petty McPete.
Do the Petty comedy get. So every time shit going good, you know, or it's going all right, or ain't nothing wrong with nothing, here come Petty McPete bringing up crazy. But you love him still. Why? Because he's Petty McPete. Always drinking a beer. But.
I don't know. Like,
that is.
This
I
is
am glad
that
he's getting more rep.
Mm-hmm. No, like with Kenny Galladay, this is something that we all kind of fear. Like when we talk about bringing him in, one of the main things that we talked about was the availability. Now, he's only going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. That's nothing. He'll be fine. He should be definitely ready for week one. But this takes away from the chemistry and, you know, being on, like, the timing with your quarterback. This kind of delays and stalls him. So, even though it's kind of good for Kadarius Toney now to get these more of these reps and get a connection and a vibe with Daniel Jones, so this could be a blessing in disguise as far as for him going down and going further in the future. Like, at least he can go back into, like, or they both can go back into their chemistry on what they have done in the camp. Like,
yeah.
Maybe week 7, week 8 or some shit.
This could be Odell reincarnated, bro. Him and Shep. I want him to get more reps. I love that idea. I'm glad that they letting that boy get more reps and they letting him rap because he there. I feel you. It is a blessing in this guy. I agree with that 100%. I haven't heard any news about that, so that's why I guess I'm reacting this way. I like it a lot.
No, it's all good. Yeah. 2 to 3 weeks.
That's dope that he gets.
Kane Lemieux is back out there. He's back out in practice.
Yo, did you see Hezzy? I saw Hezzy go, yo, and Danny Shulman, bro. Did you see this dude? Yo, is that going to be next to Big Cat and Dexter Lawrence, yo? Yo, this dude is huge, bro. Nothing but big-ass trunks. Nothing but big-ass tree trunks, bro. The dude's legs is ridiculous falls, but I had no idea. I mean, I know the name, but it's like Marlo, you know what I'm saying? You didn't really know who the fuck Marlo was, but Marlo was a beast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. No, yeah. I definitely know what you're saying.
It's so, like, I didn't know that dude was that big, yeah, man. I can't wait to see this defensive line. Oh, my God. And it's right around the corner. But has he held his own? Has he held his own? I'm glad you mentioned that, Black. I just saw that right before showtime. Apparently, if you heard
him. What happened?
Yeah, his name rang out today. He apparently wanted to be called Coach. He got mad because they called him Jason. He got defensive.
Yeah.
And then he said some bullshit that they ran motion last year when you know your ass didn't. Shout out to Brad for that. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get that right.
But I watched the video too to see the confirm that what I read or, you know what I'm saying, what I saw. And he did. He was like, next time call me. Oh, you know, he said it's good to see you guys coach. That's how we do it around here. That's what he said. That's how we do it around here. As he walked off. He was like, ooh, you big mad. He straight up had him camera on at that bitch. Ooh, you big mad. Remember when he did that shit to Big O'Reilly? You big man.
Big man, doggy. I got dirt on you, doggy.
He walked off mad as hell. And he already got the, you know, the peppermint hair, so. You know, he was straight mad all
day. That was big. That was big vagina energy right there. That was, you know what I mean? Big vagina. That was.
Call me coach. But then they did ask him if he plans on implementing more motion and more route combination to the offense, and he responded negatively. Apparently, that part I did not hear, but that's what I heard. You know, it's like he got defensive to admit, and it came off like, you know, I know what I'm doing, right? Yeah. A lot of speculation around this presser today.
real quick though, I don't know if y'all caught it, but why Jadakiss body the whole Dipset though in the verse?
Oh yeah,
I heard he did. I saw many clips.
Yeah, Jadakiss
live action. He said he was on Adderall.
Was wild.
What up, Jay Rock?
Kiss wasn't letting him live, bro.
Nah, the fact of the matter is, it wasn't even just he was had his foot on their neck. Yo, the Locks is just better performing. This is a better performing group. And it's crazy because now they're going to go on tour. The Dips, they better get in the motherfucking lab, get the practicing in the mirror and say each other words and shit, because they were literally crushing them as a group. Crushing
them. Yeah.
I like the Locks music better, though. Locks music is better. Dipset music.
I mean, there was some of that to where, I mean, you know, like Dips had it, you know, some of that. What was it, John? I I really mean it.
The Dipset, I mean, most of their hits were like party
shit. It was a couple, but they just couldn't bring them home, son. They just sound terrible. It was like they didn't have a mic check. They just came in there arrogant, like they was going to swag out with leather jackets on and bandanas and shit all hot. Meanwhile, these brothers came in with some Walmart gear on, ready for war. All right.
Please tell me they didn't play that. Did they play that? Hey, Mom, what's up? How you? Me good.
Yeah.
They played that.
Yeah, they did.
And then they was trying to say, like, the Locks ain't had no chick records. Oh, my Lord. After that, they just
crushed them. Crushed them.
Yo,
it was over.
They crushed them.
Crushed.
Please tell me. They got Mariah and the J-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Mary crushing them. As soon as he said that shit, the first thing that popped in my mind was the record that he played. I need a ride or die chick. So he was like, y'all got no chick records? I was like, oh, they're going to play ride or die chick records.
Fucked up.
I would have dug in the crates. That's on. I would have dug in the crates that was not even on his album. I go to Mariah's album and play a song from there. And because he got like...
Play the clip of her.
That's crazy. But he did that shit silly when he was
Yo, they, I ain't gonna front though. They DJ. I don't know what kind of DJ the Dips had, but they DJ. They DJ was on point. You could tell that was their regular tour DJ, and that was sets they were doing. Because they had multiple of them. You know what I mean? I was like, damn.
It was crushing, man.
All right, now here's the thing, too, though, right?
Bumpy
that he pointed out was you cannot rap over the two track vocal the two track with the vocals if you don't know the words, bro. How you don't know the words to your own fucking song? You got to be
and probably BBs, and he came up with so much crazy.
Some boys didn't even know the words to their own song. That's crazy.
Mommy high. And it's so simple. Mommy high. Fruity bye. Told you to go somewhere.
Mommy Molly. In the pot.
How do you know that?
Nah, man, it's crazy. This is shit they wrote. This is yours. You supposed to remember every last piece of that shit. Especially if you're in the war. Yeah, I've been talking. You know how long they've been talking on Instagram about this shit? You supposed to be prepared, son.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot he was chosen one from the groovy. Whatever.
But the Locks, they was like freestyling some shit, too.
Nah, they were hitting niggas with the mixtape shit. That was mixtape shit. Everything they did, people knew.
Yeah,
that was all
but Chess gave him two freestyles, though.
Yeah,
gave
he
the
was
crowd
freestyle,
two
man.
Freestyles.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Chess was wild, bro. He bodied the whole Dipset
by
himself,
that shit up
bro.
Mixer, yeah. Especially the first one.
Yeah.
Especially that first
one. Not his first, that's not his first rodeo, too. I mean, when he was going at Beans.
Yeah.
He went
first
in Philadelphia on the stage and
they
murdered
fucked
him.
Up because they fucked up because they did this shit in Madison Square Garden, and the only one that really be touching down is Jimmy. All the rest of the dudes did not go to New York, apparently. You know what I mean? Kiss said, I don't live in Miami. I live
exactly.
Right here in Harlem. What's up? And then when he played the 100 Guns, 100 Cuts up from New York, oh, man, it was over because...
Yeah.
You know, the dip that played the up, you know, the New York City record with Jay on it, which is hot. But the 100 Guns, 100 Clips, I'm from Queens, dog. When that joint dropped, you know, 50 had to duck his head for a minute. He had to shoot shot. He came back with Piggy Bank after that. So that record was a big record, man. And Jada was big on that shit, and so was Dope. Crazy. Yo, I'm going to watch that shit again. I ain't going to front. I had a great time.
Yo, my sister watched that shit like three times already. Oh my!
Shit, that was my
that
favorite.
Shit was like, that shit is like history right there.
So, where do you check out the game? Can somebody tell me what channel is it coming on? NBC.
On Five. It's on Five.
On Five.
Who's playing?
Cowboys.
Dallas
and
Pittsburgh.
Hall of Fame game is today. Yes, Giants fans, if you're listening in, tuning in, and just for a little calls for the calls, the number to call in is 914-205-5796. How's my audio, gentlemen? Am I loud enough? I don't want to be too loud on.
You good, bro.
Okay, cool. All right, now
I can't wait to see Dwayne Haskins. Yo. That's what I want to see.
Simba.
That's a good.
I hope
that's
he outplays
the name
Mason
ring
Rudolph.
Out today. That's a good name.
Is his piece fit?
That's funny.
Is his piece fit?
I forgot all about that. He DNA now.
Yeah, bro.
Check the tip to smile. You know your boy's style. Why?
Is the oral hygiene correct?
You know you ain't right. You always talking about us, bro. You ain't right. You just like us. You just like us.
You know what, LRP? I didn't think nobody was going to tell me that. You did. So I have to admit it. And I blame, and listen, the whole locks thing, I'm listening to you guys because I love the way my brothers analyze and give up the conversation that we'll never get from nobody else. But the reason why Dipset lost that is Juel Santana. First of all, he's on Louis, Fendi, Gucci, South Pole, and Aniche. When you come to anywhere dressed with those labels, you're losing. Okay? That's number one.
And you know what? That goes to, real quick, I ain't going to trap on you. I'm just ad-libbing with you. That's why it makes the what Shake said about them not remembering the damn words, because that's a bar in one of their songs. Cameron is literally saying, I got on Louis, Fendi, Gucci, Louis. He said that shit. Go ahead.
And it's sad. First of all, I'm going to keep it real. Dipset, a movement. Everybody loved it. I loved it. All of them. Can I say nothing about it? But when it comes to that real, lyrical, gifted element, when it comes to music, everybody knew it was going to happen. Everybody knew it was going to happen. It's just that you a fan, so you may root for the home team. If you are a Harlem dude like myself and all that, you know, you're going to root for a Dipset if you just a homer. But you know what's up. Us, I don't think anybody on this phone had Dipset winning. We knew what time it was. We just was waiting to see how bad it was going to look.
I'm going to tell you like this, right? When my sister told me about this shit, like, I was waiting for the Beanie Siegel Noriega verse. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm waiting on that. She tell me about Dipset and the Locks. I'm like, what? Oh, shit. So she like, who you think? And I'm like, yo, motherfucking Locks is beasts, but me and her both said, I don't know about the hits, though. Like, Dipset might have them with the hits.
No way.
No.
I could understand
what Shakes is saying.
Whoa.
I could understand what Shakes is saying because being from New York, right, you got to be a real street underground dude, and Locks would be exactly what you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Dipset got commercial for a good 5 to 6 years. They were straight commercial.
Exactly.
So I get what he's saying. I know exactly what he means.
That's why we went into that shit and thinking that way. When that shit started, bro, I'm telling you about the first 3 rounds, it was like, it's over. It's over.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
It was like an old man being
mm-hmm.
punched on by 2 young men. Yo, it just really looked bad at that point.
Yeah,
but you had the people who still was like, yeah, when they little songs came on, yeah.
Nah, I mean, because the crowd was still singing the songs, right? It just was the performance was so horrible that you couldn't even enjoy it because you couldn't really hear the crowd singing unless they cut it off the music and give it a break. But God damn, boy, them boys is terrible. Cam had to get up early out that chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
First
you throw that motherfucker out. After those first 2 songs, they was like, all right, Cam, go ahead. Go get it.
Nah, he was
they
like,
had
all right.
To, bro.
You know, remember Styles went over by him and was rhyming.
and grabbed his leg, and then he tried to keep kick Styles twice. Styles tried to pull him out of the chair. Yeah, Styles was wild a little bit too.
And
then
he looked like he flexed on him a little bit. Motherfucker, what you kicking so hard for? I saw that.
Yo, Shakes, all I can think about is I know who it was, motherfuckers, the big Bubba G. That's all I can think about. When I saw him sitting down, when I seen him sitting down, he was like, no, man, I know it's motherfuckers in the pink motherfucker Bubba G and robbed us. Yo, I was just like, wow, man. Y'all really did not come here with the mindset that you could even, you could tell, man. You could just tell. You could tell.
They was acting like they was in Harlem. We in Manhattan, so we good. Oh, no, it wasn't. They came for hip-hop. They ain't come for that bullshit, boy.
And let me tell you something. When you look in that crowd.
They got booed like battle rappers.
Nah, Cam tried to freestyle and got booed. He was trying to freestyle.
Yeah.
He got booed. He was like, all right,
he
I got
fumbling.
Me, I got me.
Yeah, he was fumbling. Couldn't get through it.
Oh, wow. Well, most of them. That's always been
yo,
a question.
Yo,
like,
yo,
you know
the
locker
DJ played Don
it,
DeMarco. Yeah, they were controlling the room. And look, I go front. I felt bad for Kim because I know he's an arrogant type of personality. You know what I mean? So he's always on the up and up. But, man, I felt bad for him because it was all L's everywhere, man. I mean, you know,
yo,
it's kind
of
like, Jim did his thing, though. Jim tried to stand up, but
it
just wasn't enough, bro.
Oh, no, I
need
y'all. I ain't got no problem with this.
I mean, you didn't got destroyed, you know. Let it be now. You know
the music's
is.
Still good. They just can't perform.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good shit, though, for, you know, for hip-hop, you know.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And
y'all
know
that they ended it with peace, even though it got chippy.
They
ended it with peace.
Yeah.
Yo, did y'all notice the age range of the crowd? Did y'all notice the age range?
No.
Ooh, that was 35 and better, baby. That was 35 and better here. You feel me? Young boys don't know. That was 35 and better, man.
Nah, but they're going to know now because they put the display on right in front of them.
Right.
And they get to see the memes. They get to enjoy it differently. You know what I mean? They don't know the essence of it, but they get to enjoy it differently. Because that was a moment. Them motherfucking locks created a moment. They try to shit on Donnie. Donnie came out with his junk. I was like, oh,
you're right.
Man. They, yo.
Right. They came to work,
man. I enjoyed that shit,
man. That shit was like New York, man. Like, watching that shit, you like, these some New York niggas, man. You know what I mean? Like, just the shit talking the whole time, bro.
Yeah.
Was just, that was entertainment alone, bro.
Yo,
like the arguing like a dice game.
Yeah. What's up with Jim
Jones?
You need rehab or something? You need to have a thumb or something?
Who, Jim Jones?
No.
That dude
yeah, y'all want to talk about it? Y'all ain't see his eye socket?
Yo, Jim Jones is a raggedy rich dude, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That dude stay looking raggedy, though. Look like
he
Red does. Man in the 90s.
Yeah, the dirtiest, cleanest dude on the planet.
He
always
like he just woke up.
Right, that's what I said. Yo, I ain't going to talk about his eye stack. That's why he couldn't remember nothing. He couldn't see.
I don't wear their glasses all the time.
Yo, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought at least because of who Juelz was, like he always was the energy, the excitement, the, you know what I'm saying? Cam was always the backbone. Yeah, but yo, he looked.
Rehab right there.
He looked sad, B.
He looked terrible, man.
Like, yo, what's up with you, Els? And
I
you know what?
You,
the locker
that,
came
that
up.
Was a disappointment there.
Yeah,
first of all, when you bring a gun into the airport, you already lost to me, man. I can't never look at you again. Something wrong with you, boy. There's no mistake in that.
They do that shit all the time.
Nah, I'm talking about a rapper. Y'all niggas know. Y'all already on high alert. You have to walk outside. What the fuck is you doing?
Nah,
you had to be on that syrup. You had to be on that cough syrup. That's how he fucked up his front teeth. You had to be on that cough syrup,
you,
man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I mean?
Yo. Aquaman.
Thank you. Yeah. Right. Deal. Balance, son. And I'm like, yo, he gotta be anemic too, cause yo, I know them niggas was hot. They had to take them jackets and shit over.
Yo, bro. Yo, I'm
trying to the dude looked like he was selling swatches on the street. Like, yo, how many coats you got, bro?
You know.
Like, he's like, laying. Got
bandanas.
Got all kinds of shit.
Man,
you talking
about accessories? Them boys came up there with bags of accessories. Should have just had cologne and shit.
Wallet.
You had
Jim Stop had a dude put a chain on his neck. That shit was corny as hell.
This is what I'm saying,
doing,
bro. Like, boy, he was wilding.
That shit was
dumb.
Get the watch.
Still wearing that damn bandana like that, too. I'm like, how you not grow up, bro? How you still wearing
that? Nah, the highlight is when he started wilding. I forgot what song they were singing, the locks, and he stepped in between Kiss and Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like him and Ghost was, you know, scraggling a little bit. He walked away, and then Kiss grabbed his bandana and threw that shit on the ground.
And threw it on the floor.
Clean on the ground.
What the fuck can go on, man? What the hell's wrong with you? Fucking 57.
That shit lip set, nigga. Step on that shit.
Old ass ugly ass bandana. I like that.
That shit was classical.
What's that one album Duel's got that rock? I love that album.
I wasn't really a Duel's fan, bro.
Yo, he got an album.
Yeah, he got an album.
He got one album that's dope as hell. And got
Come home with me.
I ain't gonna say shit because I'm about to body shakes in his verses and I don't wanna give him no ammo. So
I know all about Come Home With Me, y'all. You can have Come Home With Me, bro.
That's Cam, though.
That's Cam. That's not even Joel's.
Yeah,
I ain't talking about, I know that one, him holding the baby. I'm talking about Joel. He got an album.
You talking about the one when he got the yellow Avirex on?
That's his first album.
Yeah.
Rock with it, yeah. So that's that. He got a joint on there called, I'll just go ahead and give it to you, Rumble, Young Man Rumble. That shit rock. I don't care what nobody say.
He lost that, man. He don't got that no more.
He came with
that.
I ain't heard that.
I heard a new record he put out, too. He said, the game is missing, the game is on the... Man, cut it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm with the game's business. That's the out. I'm with the game's business. That's the out.
Don't sit your ass down, bro.
This nigga sound like he's yelling him all the time. Black. The game is tight, yo. I seen the psychos. You know what it is when I run up on a tightrope. If you don't sit your dumb ass down.
Sit your dumb ass down, boy.
Yeah.
Love your children.
Yeah, yes, boy.
Chill, get some apparel.
Jim Jones.
Something different. Huh?
The game is tight, yo. I sit with a knife, yo. And everything comes around, I cut up a tight rope. Man, you still rhyming like you in front of the Chinese restaurant. Sit your ass down.
That is a whoa cipher right there. Like, what? Boy, you in the
2000s. And here's my analogy on it, fellas, real quick. Just give me 10 seconds. Dipset came out like they was on the corner. And the Lox came out like they was dead ass at a concert. Like, you know what? The people are here to see us get busy. Y'all came here to just be seen. And that's the difference between real hip-hop and the bullshit when you get face-to-face.
Yeah, because they came here to be seen for real. Like.
Oh, yeah. How you grab his headband like that?
I'm going to tell you, it was kind of like some dexterity there between the boroughs, if you will, or the areas, because... Harlem showed up in a different light, how Harlem do. But then Yonkers, the grimy Yonkers showed up and showed the fuck out.
And don't forget that deal between Bad Boy and Rockefeller, that situation between Rockefeller and Bad Boy that separated them. Remember?
Which one? Black.
Oh, remember, it all started when Puff and them signed the lot. That shit ended. Then he started fucking with him. That shit had all the beef and animosity and resentment in that
who
shit in the world.
With him?
Puff. Yeah, but it came back around.
Tim went from under Rivera.
Yeah,
to,
entertainment. He went from entertainment.
To Dame.
Yeah, he went to Dame. But Puff started dealing with the situation. Is it sex, money, drugs?
He probably killed
him. I gotta go into the archives in my mind, bro. Yeah, it was underlyingly involved in shit.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It was because Pam was he was fucking with Mace, and Mace was bringing him along in the game. That's how he was fucking with Puff at one point.
But also the situation with Loon and
they was with
that
filter and corn shit.
So it's a lot of shit, bro, that they let out. Whenever you grab a grown man headband and throw it on the floor and it ain't no fighting, yo. That's crazy.
Why you really saw Freaky Zeke chill, because Freaky Zeke, he was the one that punched the niggas in the face.
Yeah,
but
yo, I thought
so damn big. I don't think they wanted no problems anyway. She looked like he would have cleared at least two of them.
It would have been hard.
That's crazy, bro. A lot of dips with the locks forever for this one. All right.
Yo, we're gonna get old, and we're gonna talk about this when we like 60. We're gonna be like, yo, remember when the box and the tip set? That's crazy, man. It get beat
but
up
nah,
like that.
This shit right here, like, if you ain't know before, know now.
Know now,
Top Five Dead or Alive, Jadakiss is there, bro, and you gotta put his name there and respect that motherfucking name on this motherfucking hip hop shit.
Motherfucking respect. That's a fact.
I wouldn't even talk to nobody if I was Jewel Santana, I'd just go on vacation.
First of all, this was his shot to come back out and do something, you know what I mean? Spark his shit back up. Go out there and look cocky. Sound good.
Yeah, I can't do no
look. He's too busy laying on the ground with jackets and zippers on and shit like that.
This is what I'm saying. Be his whole uniform game is what twisted his life up.
Certain rappers I just don't put on the list. I can't do it. Who's fucking talent? Just can't do it. And put him on the list, bro. It's just one of the it's one of those dudes, man. Jadakiss is one of those dudes, like Black Thought, Royce, Rakim. I mean, shit.
You gotta put
Fuji Rap, bro. Fucking got it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Like even Fuji Rap could come out with some crazy shit.
Yeah, no, he still do. His son nice too. 38 special. Nice.
You know what I'm saying? RJ Payne, like
stupid.
I can't put
RJ Payne, 38 Special, Big Ooh, that's Jadakiss artist. Even the white boy, Lindsay be spitting. Lindsay be spitting, I can't find. I gotta get him out. From Boston, that boy be spitting.
I tell you what, I can't remember his name right now, but that dude that LRP sent us that rhymed for like 17 straight minutes, that dude. Oh my God. I forgot his name. He got a crazy name, like the lyric, something to say. Yo, he was in the middle of the street.
Talking about Chimbada, whatever homeboy name is.
Oh, Chimbada? Oh, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, Chimbada, that dude is ridiculous. That LSD? What? Yo, have you ever, man.
I've not heard of
him.
That's the most genius song I heard since, like, I Gave You Power or Rewind by Nas.
Mm.
Like, just the creativity and every word was, and with bar, was some form of using a word with L, S, and D. Lunas, Solas, and Galaxy. That
was crazy. Every line transversed into another line. Everything matched
up. That dude said, American, listen, Joe. This dude said, my lieutenant's still dead. LSD, my lieutenant's still dead. That shit is genius. I love it. Thank you for bringing that up. That's probably
got you, bro. I'm a lyric guy. When you talking that talk, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You just out here doing whatever. I don't really got time for
that. Freestyle just killing it too. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? So hip hop is very much alive. People just gotta put out that bullshit. I love my brother, but I don't know what the hell he played the other day. That dude stopped talking. I said, I gotta talk to the player. The end. This is the part where I leave. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, like, you know, your girl
stopped was talking.
Like, right, just gonna head out. Close the door.
Yo, Shakes, your son was talking that shit today.
Who?
Dory Jackson.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he got interviewed by Madeline Burke.
Okay. Giants news.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She was asking him how he feel about being on the other side of Bradbury, and they were showing all his highlights versus Kenny Galladay, Evan Engram, Shep. They were saying like how David Fields. So he's been guarding Shep, Engram, Galladay, and Fields through the whole situation. And they showed him like making pass defenses, either knocking the ball away when they thought they had a catch, or disrupting their routes and timing. But the only person that got him was Shep. Shep cracked that neck.
Steve Atwater, Isaac Bruce, being inducted into the National Football Hall of Fame.
That's what's up.
I heard every word you said, too, E. I mean,
I agree.
I
know, brother.
100%. Can't wait to see this defense.
Would
you hear when I was talking about Danny Shelton? Have you seen Danny Shelton? Did you hear when I was bringing that up?
Dude, big as hell.
Dude, D-Rock, you see this motherfucker, bro? I didn't know who
I saw him, bro. You saw his leg? This dude's leg is bigger than most people's bodies.
Yo, no homo. You see his thigh, J-Rock?
That's what I'm talking about.
No homo.
Why you got to be so specific? No, I didn't see that.
First of all, when you get in the scores as the offensive lineman, when you get in the kick slide, defensive nose tackle, when you get in that position and they hit in the pads, yo, I was like, yo, who is that? I forgot how massive that dude is, bro.
I don't remember him being that big, though.
I'm telling you, man. That ain't even right. That ain't right, man.
That dude is crazy. And he's going to be next to Lawrence and Big Cat, bro. Or Ethan Fowl.
He was pushing that dude back to whoever that center was he was going against. He was just pushing him back.
That's what I'm talking about. Somebody got hurt.
Yeah, that was heavy. I think he held his own for a little bit.
That shit ended real quick.
Bro, he got pushed right off the bat. He got pushed back 5 yards before he got control.
It was like two. Two or three. I give him
that. That ain't enough.
It was five.
Let's be halfway at three.
That shit ain't enough.
2.5.
That shit is not enough. And Reggie, welcome to understanding what it feels like when a grown ass man is in front of you.
Put some balls on him. But he locked him down, though. He locked, if that was a pass play, he locked him down.
Yeah.
The quarterback would have had to scramble, though. But he would have had to scramble away.
That ain't locked down. If the motherfucker I'm protecting is running, it ain't locked down, then. I'm scared of the motherfucker already.
If that,
so,
if that's what they're going up against every day, though, these centers, I like that. I like that. If Gates is going up against that dude in first team rep, or Harrison, I'm a fan.
Listen,
they got to get
all
that.
All day, every day.
Dealing with that every day? Yeah, that dude is huge, bro. And I was so shaked. I was like, I knew the name, but I don't think I actually saw, like, who he was. And when I saw that clip, I was like, yo, that dude is huge. Fuck, he built like the Leatherwood dude.
You don't remember Danny Shaw? Everybody was talking about him when he came out.
I like I said, the name rang out. I knew the name, but it was like Marlo, you know what I'm saying? Or Barksdale, before you knew who Barksdale was for the cop knew. You know what I'm saying?
But why is
like
it
they
five?
Knew the name, but they ain't never seen him. I knew the name. I ain't never seen
him.
Oh,
you mean
the
why?
Why is it five?
I use that as an analogy of how I knew the name, but not the first. I thought it was clever. It was funny.
Where the uniform ain't gonna look right. It just ain't. It just they can't get his
it's
uniform
not.
Right.
His shoulder pads just they ain't fit.
Yo, you the five is all the way. When the five is where clavicle is at.
It did. That shit did. It did look like they had a fastball. He just
right.
Had to rock.
All you said was a seven with a half a five. Like, yo.
I'm out there rocking with the laws underneath the 3X. Shit. Rocking with the laws. Yeah, but that defensive line is going to be nice. With Carter still dealing with injuries, and did y'all hear about Elmerson? Elmerson is apparently dealing with an injury. Hasn't
yeah,
even
he
practiced.
Yeah, I think a back, right?
Yeah, bro. Back or
what's his name is out, right? Toliolo? And he out?
Tololo is out right now.
Yeah,
he broke
sure.
With the Achilles. Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah, we lost him. So hopefully, them giving Cam Brown
three
extra on the inside. I think that helps
Kelvin
out the hospital. Yes, they were over three. But they got four on the roster.
Kelvin bring two back.
See, I'm not even regretting that shit. Why should they bring him back?
I mean, bring the food back. Everything is all right.
Really? Care
they brought Alfred Morris back, so bring Kelvin Benjamin back.
They need to let Penny rock, bro. Stop playing. That dude can be so much more.
It's making
I just don't understand why they tell a man to lose weight when he playing tight end and shit. Fuck.
You see how he said it was
like 270. They didn't want him though. That's how
Joe Judge was
you
not
telling
a
him, you telling a tight end to lose weight. And he only like 250.
That was Dave Gettleman, man, with the nepotism. Joe Judge didn't want no goddamn Calvin Benjamin.
That's why Dave Gettleman tried to run after him and shit when he walked
right.
Off the field.
I'm sorry, I thought he'd like you. No, it worked out like this. Honestly, I thought he would like you. You didn't check with him first. Well, I figured once you were here, he would, you know. Don't leave. Don't be mad.
You showing what you got. I thought you liked it.
Kelvin Benjamin was dead ass. I was set up from the beginning. These motherfuckers, they never want me to succeed anyway. So I stole all the food I needed before I got the fuck up out of here.
He didn't practice.
They must got a dope-ass cafeteria.
The first day of practice, he didn't even practice. They kicked him out.
Can't go to the mall and get this burger chicken. Y'all need to stop that bullshit too, America. Why is it the only place you can get the burger chicken is in the mall, bro? What the fuck is y'all putting in the burger chicken to make it only accessible at the fucking mall? Ridiculous. You can only find
I'll tell
it
you what, though.
Ridiculous stuff.
You know,
people know.
I was scared as shit when I went to the Galleria, B, because there was nowhere for me to stand and eat. without people being around. Yo, I walked to a place that was shut down and just ate my food over there. And guess what? I went right to the Bourbon Chicken spot.
Already?
Right at the back.
That's the only
right
place.
To the Bourbon Chicken spot. Bourbon Chicken with that vegetable rice. You know what time it is.
Already. You know what I'm saying? Styrofoam food.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? Come from a, like Thor said, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, that's it. That's it. But, when getting to the game, man, Najee Harris, bro, y'all think y'all going to
get out of that? Yeah, you know I'm ready to look for my son. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, I'm telling you, if Ben starts slipping and if Haskins really got in the lab, bro, he could do some things with this offense. It is not bad. He's just hurt. He got broke, a giant broke heart. That's a giant ass broke heart. See,
listen,
that's how that career started.
Get knocked out by your girl. Wake up, handle your business, and move on.
Brings up a good name, and I'm interested to see what the kids do, especially under this coach. And this,
I'm definitely going to be looking to see what Michael Parsons do.
Yeah, on the other side of the ball, they got some. They got some fun. Then they get
forgot about Parsons.
Yeah, they got Parsons. Who else did they pick up? Tyler Badass, Jake. Got Tyler Badass, bro. Oh, John Lynch in the Hall of Fame. Peyton. Z. First ballot.
Megatron in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't know Peyton was being inducted this year. How did I not know that?
Imagine if he played more than 10 years.
Who?
Exactly.
Calvin Johnson.
He could have came close to Jerry Rice's joint, bro.
He could have.
He played for another team.
I would have gave him closer to Randy Moss. That's just me. I would have gave him closer to Randy Moss.
If he still played, I think he would have been the first receiver to get 2,000 yards in the season. He came close to it.
Yeah, he came close. He came close.
Well, glad to see these guys still looking well, or at least for the moment. Rob, what the... Oh, Charles, I want to get them up. Are they related?
Who?
Rob and Charles Wood.
I think they're cousins.
Random as hell, but.
Yeah, I think they're cousins.
They got CeeDee Lamb, too. They got CeeDee Lamb, too, right?
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, first of all,
none of y'all motherfuckers is slick, all right? Let me be the first to let y'all know. All y'all doing is fantasy scouting today, sucker ass. I don't know what the plan is. Think I don't know what's up? Y'all sitting here trying to be humble. Are they cousins?
Ain't get no
cowboy. You just watching
right,
football.
Everybody over there fantasy scouting.
Just,
that's all today is.
You just watching football, huh?
Yeah, man.
I bet
football.
You are.
The Hall
of
Fame.
It's
back, bro.
Back. First game of the preseason, man.
Giants right around
and
the corner.
And nothing else.
Cannot wait.
Look at all of us, man, not knowing how to act. First football in 2 years. Look at us.
They got a crowd, too. Got a crowd, too. Everybody's going to get the stuff.
But it's okay, because we've been destined.
Oh, your son played Shakes? Van Der Esch played? His broken neck ass?
He put a Kurt Angle out there. I played football with a broken freaking neck.
Just a random question, brothers. Have y'all even been paying attention to the Olympics? I mean, like, for real?
Yeah. I've watched
a little bit of it. Yeah. I ingest probably about a total of an hour of it a day.
Yeah. I've been on my grizzly with it. It's bugging me out, though, to see all these Americans make the finals, right, for these races and get smoked by a dude who ain't nobody talk about.
You talking about the dude from Norway?
Yeah, bro. Like, ain't nobody even talk about the dude.
Yo, that dude
came
out of nowhere.
Smoke.
What hurdle? I was like, yo.
Yo, you saw how he broke down?
Dude was fast.
Yo. And I'm not trying to clown the brother, you know? Because he's from New York. So big respect to you winning the silver medal, first of all. That's an accomplishment in itself. Just a medal in the Olympics means that you are one of the best in the world, hands down. But yo, he broke down talking to his moms, man. I was like, dang, brother. He's like, huh? Sorry, mom. I was like, oh, man, bro. Come on.
Come on.
I'm sorry, mom. I made mistakes. I'm sorry.
Made you feel uncomfortable watching. Oh, man, don't separate us like that. He shouldn't hold his head down. I know he wanted that gold. Dude was fast shit, you know what I'm saying? What can you do?
He ran a personal best, LLP. He ran his personal best. It's just that the dude in front of him ran a world best.
Had that Norway cocaine right before the race. Motherfucker was Speedy Gonzalez after that. Pew. You know, they don't sell that cartoon no more, man. I rarely see it. Tragedy. Love Speedy Gonzalez. That shit was racist as hell.
Yo, LRP, you saw the Olympic, the USA shot put chick?
Yes. Did you see what I texted? Did you see the slow-mo? I ain't never. Yo, fellas, I have never, and I'm telling you never, seen a high pass move like that. That shit look like Japanese pancakes falling on the plate. Imagine it. I'm telling you. Woo. Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah.
Chinese weightlifter. She was getting crazy.
Yeah, why does Troy Aikman always look like he had a couple drinks before he came on the air?
Who?
Because he
Troy
had
Aikman.
A couple.
All the time, bro. I told you.
This guy'd be bloodshot.
His man looked like he just sprayed gay paint all over himself. The other dude just looked like he just sprayed gay paint all over himself. All the time.
Look, Joe Buck.
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, bro.
Gay paint.
Like, it's a whole spray that they use. It's just gay phenomena.
Gay paint.
Damn that shit. He wanna put his yellow jacket on.
Turn your face upside down. Put a smile on that front. He means the happy version of America in his PC culture. Rather call it Keith Stokes. But you know how cold do.
Get all my apps. Father.
Yo, I still need to watch. I need to double up. That's probably what I need to do. I need to double up. The one, that one episode shit is killing me. Especially when shit is not interesting. I like to let a few set in and then kind of watch like three rows like that. But now I ain't going to be having the time. Because, brothers, I go ahead, feel, and I don't mind actually thinking. And I'll share this with the people and share this with the brothers. Brother is going back to get his master.
Finally. That's what's up.
Finally got the good, got the approval to do my thug fizzle and finish where I started. That's how it is. Shouts out to the VA clinical mental health counseling, sir.
Okay.
Yes, just put me on the path to actually see my patient and hold my own and do my own thing eventually and really complete the end of life, this last stage. You know what I'm saying? Pave that road so I can be in Connecticut chilling in the woods somewhere. Nice ass farm and house with a view
that. Amen to that, bro.
And peace.
Amen to that. Or
well, Vermont or some shit. That's where I want to go. I want to go where a whole bunch of trees, the air is clean.
The fuck is in Vermont?
Cool. Not a damn thing. That's why I want to be there. That's who I be there. Damn thing is in Vermont but me. All I need is the grocery store and the local movie tavern. I'm good. Leave me alone for the rest of my days. Sit at the goddamn bay window and write my books, phone, whatever. Joyce people. Get a call from the kids, let me know they doing well. Need some money? Nah, I'm good. Fantastic. Let me know how the presidency worked out, son. That dude's going to get genius.
Pacquiao fighting again? Who Pacquiao fighting?
Oh, yeah. He can fight real quick. I don't know who he fight. We're going to definitely talk about it, but.
Nah, we got it. Y'all better act like, y'all know. Don't do that. Man. Don't do that. He fighting Errol Spence Jr. Don't do that.
I did not know he was fighting again. I thought he retired.
You should.
I hope he beat Pacquiao to death. Not to kill, but beat to death. I hope he beat him to fucking death. I'm dead serious.
Hold it down for a second, gentlemen. Be back.
Total slaughter. Punch his shit in a different zone.
So, hold up. You know, they play this shit in Canton, Ohio every year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin is an intense ass coach. You can just see it in his face. That dude is no nonsense.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, I like the role he playing in Power. That motherfucker killing it, yo, as a detective.
You talking about Omar Epps?
Huh?
Talking about Mike Tomlin.
That shit was, yo. Yo, I tried my best to not say nothing, bro.
I'm talking about Mike Tomlin, bro. I see that man every Saturday.
I bet you do.
Yeah, that's his pops and shit.
That's his dada. Omar
asked his mom. Right. Yeah, how does he do it, yo? How you coach a whole team and then be on a TV series, bro? Man, most retired.
They filmed it already. They filmed it this summer. That's why. In the off season.
Oh, all right. That's why.
You're right.
That's why.
Yo, who's their starting quarterback?
Did it start yet?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
I'm talking about for Dallas, though. Who's starting their quarterback? Anybody know?
The Moore kid.
Kellen Moore.
Hold up. Wasn't he a coach? Am I tripping?
Kellen Moore? He was the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell.
Ain't no fucking backup, yo.
I don't know who the hell quarterback.
Y'all motherfuckers is tripping, bro. I thought I was tripping for a second. I'm like, yo, hold up, yo. No, ain't that the coach, bro?
More, yeah. I don't know who the quarterback is. It ain't Dak.
Y'all like 3 years behind or something, bro.
Once he said Moore, all I did was just say his name. Kellen Moore? That's it. I don't give a fuck with KLS.
I want to know what the hell they start going back here right now. I guess we're going to find out soon, man.
Yes, we are.
Mason Rudolph about to pick these boys down the field, though. Dallas defense is doo-doo.
They doo-doo, baby.
They doo-doo, baby.
Yes.
Look at them.
There's sun in the middle.
Look at them. They get run over.
Is that the rest in the middle?
Oh, my son is not playing.
Who?
The Wolf, Vander Esch.
Vander Esch. Vander Esch, he was in there. He was in the first one.
That's because he's the new Sean Lee, son.
I know, right? I'm jealous of that linebacker, so I ain't gonna lie.
Ooh, Pittsburgh.
Don't gotta be jealous no more. So we are in the building.
All right. Yeah, our linebackers is pretty sick. Somebody got to step up, though.
That's going to happen.
What if all of them step up, though? Like, what if Carter have a year of his life, Ajulari shows he a beast, and O'Shane Zimmons come out and shit? And you know how beast this defense would be? Oh, you done. Oh, you done that. These motherfuckers is doing trick plays and some more shit, yo. Yeah, man.
First thing they talk about when all these older players put their teams in the franchise, revamped offensive line. Revamped offensive line. Every fucking body. Revamped offensive line. Every year. Drew Brees. Revamped offensive line. Spectacular running back line. Revamped offensive line.
Claypool. Mason Rudolph looked mad comfortable in his pocket, bro.
Oh, he just fumbled. He ain't mad comfortable. Rudolph just fumbled. Cowboys ball.
Oh, my God. As soon as I said that.
And I'm good with that.
You didn't jinx him, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, huh?
He is a jinx. I'm happy about that. Whack-ass Rudolph.
Guess who got the ball, though?
Put your stupid ass. Yeah. Put your stupid ass down.
Who is the quarterback? Oh, hell yeah, yo. You fucked up, bro. Like, what type of... What was that, Mason? You got to call him by his first name when you do something like that. What was
somebody
that?
Somebody play.
You still going through that, hitting the head. I have to say that.
Was that on the quarterback or the running back? Somebody didn't know the
ball. Concussed. Yeah, somebody was confused down there. Somebody going to get yelled at.
We did this drill over and over in practice.
Did Justin Sean commercial, or I'm the only one that saw that?
I was just tripping off the Free Guy little shit. Like, they make movies out of anything, man.
And be making money from the dumb shit, too.
It's crazy, bro. Like the shit that they be thinking of, like, what? What the fuck?
So nobody
saw somebody actually sat down and presented that idea to somebody.
And was that ass?
Somebody really did just sat down and presented that shit. Like, trust me, it's going to work.
And it's his masterpiece. It's his masterpiece, Shanks. Like, he took time to be like, yo, finally I got it. This is my masterpiece. I've been working on this for the last 2 years. This is going to be the big one for me.
Time machine.
That shit was funny as hell, though. I ain't going to lie.
It was funny as shit, though. It was funny as fuck. But still, like, yo, what the fuck, yo? Like,
y'all see that turnover? Rudolph is done.
I hope
so. Yeah. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Already.
You know Dwayne Haskins over there being a nigga.
You know,
and you saying there's a chance.
Giving these Cowboys hope just off a punk ass play. They saw that shit and say, "See, you go to the Super Bowl."
I want to know that goddamn quarterback.
Garrett Gilbert. Who the hell is that?
Who? Garrett Gilbert.
That's the Cowboys called Garrett Gilbert.
Last year.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know where he came.
Oh, hell no.
That ain't going out there.
Yo, that wasn't the slowest run and catch y'all ever seen?
21-38-72. Oh, nice one, Tyler. Stab that foot. Yo, I pray and pray for that downfall.
See, there's no Gilbert that we know. Right there. That's why his name is Gilbert. Right there.
Don't care. Gilbert. So is that Gilbert? Oh, your first name is Jared with a G.
They got that dude from North Carolina too. That's who it was. Is the what is it, Nandy Brown?
Yeah,
who's that? Yeah, that's who that the other guy was talking about. I was trying to think of.
That boy is nice.
Yeah, he's nice.
That boy is nice.
I was mad when they picked him up. I did not want him going
there. Gilbert.
That boy is nice.
Gilbert in the pocket throwing him. Who is this Brown kid?
Check him out from
North Carolina.
Check him out from North Carolina. Him? Yeah. Nothing to sneeze at, bro.
He's doing his thing on this motherfucking drive, man.
I'm looking out for him, and I'm looking out for Elijah Moore, too. Elijah Moore's going to be nice. the wide receiver and at the Cardinals is going to be nice. Quarterback is terrible.
Les Morgan, he got picked up by the Jets.
Yeah. If we get to see him next week. Get to see Zach Wilson. We going up against Zach Wilson.
Who?
Zach Wilson, baby. Zach Wilson.
Oh, we're about to beat up on your little quarterback, bro.
Coy
quarterback,
Davis.
You talking about all that.
Beat up on your little quarterback, boy.
Yeah, boy. Zach Wilson.
And he's showing out.
Beat
up on your little quarterback. Yo, what kind of throw is that?
Showing out
in
camp. Showing out in camp, Jake.
The kind of throw that if Daniel Jones made, you'll be like, see? This is what I'm saying, yo.
He ain't the guy. He ain't the guy.
Right. And then Gilbert comes back and makes that throw to a dude named Dottle.
Yeah, I was trying to say, I wasn't going to say it.
Dowdle.
Go to the name store and contain Pepsi. I'm going to talk about the dude last name like that. What you mean?
I ain't going to talk about the dude last name like that. Oh, blame your lineage.
Look stupid on my jersey.
Look stupid on my jersey.
I just hit
down
the whole face.
What's wrong with this nigga Ezekiel Elliott's face, though?
A lot.
He's born from the land of Ewok. To look like
somebody like him too. That's what the shit is. The problem is that it's a female out there that's okay with that shit.
God damn, who the fuck was that, bro? Oh, Highsmith. That's Ali Highsmith.
Alex Highsmith.
So you saw what he did to the left tackle? He did a spin move on his ass. When the fuck
I seen that. That's why I was like, ooh, who the hell was that? He did a Dwight
Freeney. First of all, 79 is dead. 79 is dead. Let's talk about
here comes Petty McPeak. I told you Petty McPeak.
He looked at him to a spin move.
79 is
good. Yo, he's Dwight Freeney, bro. He's Dwight Freeney, bro.
Yeah, we could have had him. Could have had him.
Damn.
Yo.
Yo.
Two plays in a row.
Straight
you know
up.
Mike Tomlin smelled blood in the water.
Was
look,
that not clipping on you? Just straight pushed that man in the back like, yo, nah, you ain't going to get past me like this. Y'all not going to keep abusing me like this. He straight pushed him in the back, yo. You can't tell me that wasn't a push in the back.
Of course. He ran past his ass, so he pushed him in the back. Like I said, 79 is being exposed.
Oh, this time as a Cowboy is over. So they see that tape, pack it back.
Doo doo.
Tell them go. Tell them we need to play the fast. Call them down over the loudspeaker. Bring your playbook.
Bring your playbook.
Bring your playbook. Everybody, look.
You want to see that
you
shit on Hard Knocks?
That's the same thing they say, bro.
You want to see that shit on Hard Knocks? Watch. Number 79.
Yeah.
In your playbook.
Worst shit ever. That's some shit that we don't even know about, but there's trauma to them. Bring your playbook. What? Before? Why?
You know what's up.
Who's that on me? Who you been talking to?
It's playbook.
Why do you want my playbook? Why don't I take your playbook?
Anybody seen Fast 9? Just asking.
I can't never finish that shit, bro. Never finish this shit. I go watch that shit and be like,
Yeah, I haven't watched one iota of it yet. I won't until it's on TNT. On a Saturday when I'm doing shit.
Very drawn out. So I can understand why you feel that way, Shanks. The movie's good, but they do too much history telling in certain areas where they could have.
And then every time I cut it back on, like, I'll cut it back on from the beginning, not where from where I left off, but from the beginning. This is so I can understand what the fuck is going on here.
Right.
All right, so hold on.
And I can understand why. I can understand why. It's just the writers of this one, they just was all over the place.
Yeah,
yo, the dude that makes the Hall of Fame faces, is he in the Hall of Fame? Because that dude is dope.
Yeah, he did. Dion shit was on point.
Right? That dude is ridiculous. The dude that makes the Hall of Fame faces.
Right, but Mel Blunt looked like the motherfucker from Guardians of the Galaxy. Batista?
Oh,
Mel Blunt.
Damn, Jerome better.
Mel Blunt looking like Drax.
Yo, he really got Jerome Bettis. Like, that's really Jerome Bettis' face right there. So.
Right, his whole beard and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it just winked one time and shit like. Mm-hmm.
Yo, that shit will freak me the fuck out. You talk about some Scooby Doo shit. Yo, did y'all see that? What the fuck is this point? Oh man, I told you, you be tripping. You ain't fuck with me no more. Oh, I'm like, for real.
Gotta lay off that weed, man.
Hey, motherfucker, just wait that. I swear to God.
Pittsburgh suck, bro. They fucking doodle, son. I hate both of these teams, bro. I hate them both, yo. Equally, yo. I swear I do, yo. But I'm so happy to see football back, man. I wouldn't miss this for the world. But I hate these teams, man.
I know. I don't care about Pittsburgh. I can't stand the Cowboys. I don't care about
them. I can't stand them, bro.
I like my dog, though. So.
Yeah, that's the only one, bro.
I'll be getting a little run out.
I don't like
some burn.
They too much like the Giants, for one.
I'm just hating them. That's all.
Everything.
How you miss that?
I don't like them.
You miss that shit totally.
They won too many damn Super Bowls. Motherfucking. As a Raven fan, I don't like them. I just hate everything about them. But damn, yo, I forgot they got Najee Harris. Fuck!
Yeah, they got Najee Harris. They got Claypool. They got a lot of players that should be exciting to watch, bro.
My son is looking like he belongs early.
Claypool. I don't know about what Juju going to do.
Don't care about no Claypools.
Chewing on whoever
24
is.
I was about to say, don't care about no blue.
Who is 24?
Yo.
Oh,
is that a Woozy A or a Woozy A left?
I don't know, but he Woozy.
Yeah, I think Woozy A left.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right.
Where the fuck my son go at?
I think he's on the field. I don't know why this popped in my head, but I don't know if that's accurate. But.
He better not be. God damn it. That's just too beast. That's just too beast to be on the business. I don't like that.
Oh, they took the starters out. That's why I'm bugging. Like, yo, why the line looking nasty now?
Oh, yeah, hit him anyway.
What's he got on that, too?
Ew. They need Sid Rudolph, bro. He's got to get fight film.
Kyle Parsons, yo, why he still got the goddamn college numbers out this bitch? If you don't get a regular fucking linebacker number.
They got all their different numbers this year, remember?
Who? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's why I stepped back to three.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
You didn't know that?
That's that Evan Ingram bullshit right there.
Yeah, they get the all
Evan Ingram bullshit right
to,
there.
Yeah, numbers don't matter no more. They can pick whatever.
Claypool. I don't care about
see,
no Claypool.
Y'all see Pittsburgh's punter? That dude big as hell.
Was that Tristan Thompson? Yo, hold up. Hold the fuck up. Not Tristan.
What
was that dude's name that was with us, y'all? Thompson.
Oh, with the foot? Oh, man, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That was
yeah,
just
was
him, bro?
Him.
That was just him?
Was it? I don't know.
What, bro?
I know he is on the Cowboys.
Yeah, he is on the Cowboys.
Well, he's been on Dallas for some years now, so obviously they like that ball.
Yeah. He ain't really shown much there either, but I think it was a little bit.
No, he ain't doing shit. But they must like him, though.
Yeah. He keep that all the way real. Ain't like he over here lighting it up. But
just keep him
on. He ain't doing shit. But they must like
him. He got the spark. He got the sparkler that's over there. He ain't making fireworks, but he got the spark. Just enough to light up the room.
Like
that shit. I forgot like you were still alive. That's they like
you in meetings type shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he is. He's old back then. Like the motherfucker.
Right, these people forget, yo.
Wow.
When I was a kid.
Yeah,
so.
Bro.
He's alive.
He is here. Living.
What are you about, 150?
Yo, Clint about 102.
He up there. He close to 90, I think. Well, if he ain't,
damn.
The crazy
yo,
shit.
Clint
fight is
there. Oh,
to
black and white.
Oh, oh
like
that's a Pacquiao. Oh, Pacquiao fight.
He probably 78.
When?
And we'd be like,
August
21st? A time change the fuck.
And like I said, Shane,
I got a lot.
I want him to beat his face off. I want
he
him.
Look like
I want him
to, bro.
I want it to happen. I want it. I want him to retire him. I want him to retire.
Hey, who you,
who the fuck caught that? Number one.
I'm tired of seeing him. It's time to let it go. You're doing too much. Get your ass whipped and go home forever.
Yeah, better be paying
attention. My boy Bill Cowher, boy.
Who's that?
Darnay. McKinney.
Yo, Gilbert ain't bad. Gilbert ain't bad.
Till he get in the regular season game.
No, I think that was more of a good throw. I mean, a good catch than a good throw.
Yeah, good throw, good catch. I mean, you're getting NFL quarterback for a reason.
Right.
But let that shit have been us with Gilbert. Let us have drafted Gilbert. Right. See how that shit just changed?
Yeah, I like Gilbert, bro.
I like Gilbert.
Here he go. Here he go. Here he go, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all see it coming. What time is it, too? Is it after 9?
It's better than Dane Jones
okay.
out there.
It normally starts after 9. It's early today. And his shit normally starts after 9
J-Rock.
O'clock walk.
Hey, J-Rock, yo, Dane Jones look like that, yo.
Hell yeah, he look better than that.
Rock. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Trying to get us an ally today to start some shit. Yeah, you Jones ain't got shit to do with Gary Gilbert.
Like Downey. Danny Jones look like Downey right now.
And you Jones look like you say something wrong, he'll punch you in your shit right now.
He was in the bottom of the pile.
You saw his face in that interview? With dead ass.
Yeah, he was in the bottom of that pile, man.
Yeah, with Logan Ryan.
Yo, Ryan Anderson got a back problem. He ain't practice.
Yo, Gilbert carving him up right now, son.
It's Wilson busting whoever that second, third cornerback has.
Yo, who is this Wilson guy, bro?
He getting busy. That's all we need to talk about. Whoever's guarding him,
Tell, yo. Look at Tomlin's face. He's like, who is this Wilson guy?
Yeah,
you ain't gonna do that. You're not gonna do that. Not with no dial.
He playing off now. He still got it. Oh, he chopped it.
Yeah, that was a bad throw.
But you saw the cornerback. He played off of him now. He ain't played close up. He played
Gilbert
off.
Just fucked up.
He was scared.
Damn right he is.
Gilbert just fucked up.
Nah. Yeah, he did. Terrible throw.
Nah. That was Wilson. That was a wild season.
Nah, he hit him right in the bread basket. Come on, Wilson.
He had to stop and turn around.
I don't want to hear none of that, son.
Doing it early. Yo, come on. I thought we at least would wait for the regular season, Shake. You can't be doing this.
Can't make that throw, baby.
God damn. He threw the ball into the man hip.
I want my corners.
You're going to see next Saturday. You know what he's doing, bro. Looking better than Daniels. That's the dude that he's going to turn out to be. You're going to be this guy that you see on your screen right now.
That's what it's going to be because Gil told us so.
Ain't going to be shit.
You know, Brent.
He's going to be Jerry Gilbert.
Peyton and Eli.
That's who the fuck Dan Jones going to be. He's going to be Jerry Gilbert. Jerry with a G.
Yo, y'all heard Eli Manning giving out bobbleheads for the fight?
Yeah, I heard it.
Dead ass.
Eli Manning's a fun.
Dead ass, yo. He be bugging, B. Eli Manning be bugging.
He really do.
Niggas be bugging. He say, yo, listen, now that the brawl is over, I got these bobbleheads for everybody.
It's just to the gold, bro. Did y'all see the new Spider-Man trailer? Is there a new Spider-Man trailer? I heard there was one.
I know motherfucking the new Venom about to come out.
Yeah,
what y'all think about that? That was, yo. That movie.
I was excited the moment that I saw Woody Harrelson play Carnage. The moment that I saw Woody Harrelson, I said, this is it. This is it. That's it.
Yeah, those two are going to light it up because Tom Hardy is a beast.
Yes, he is, bro.
That dude is a beast actor, bro. That dude is insane.
Yo, so
if you watch him in Peaky Blinders, oh my god, he murders it every single time, bro. I love that dude in Peaky Blinders. See, you already know.
Yes,
the
sir.
Irish
yes, I do.
Play, bro.
You know they don't. Some
That's
of the
my
most
guy.
Wicked crime criminals underlying, because they always was looked at as the bottom feeders of the underworld. So they always had to make a statement. And when they got involved, they got involved.
Make bread. What we do here? We make bread. You want bread? You a baker? Are you a baker?
God, so.
But yeah, Connors is going to be serious. And I think that they're going to be dropping some hints about Daredevil, which is going to be a thing in Spider-Man, and they're bringing that shit back. I can't wait for it. Yo, they need to bring Daredevil and the Punisher back, which they are working on. Can't wait. Punisher.
And ain't the new Suicide Squad going to be all right?
Nope.
Huh?
That's just me. I think that's
going
to be all right. I'm going to watch it because it's going to be all right. Thank God that shit on HBO Max. That would have been a tease. I'm going to check it out, but that shit looks dumb. I'm going to watch it just for the ending credits so they can get to, like, Aquaman 3 or whatever the fuck they're going to do at the end of that shit. I'm just watching it for the end credits. That's real shit.
Yo, did anybody see Black Widow?
Hell yeah. That shit.
Was that
official? I told y'all lost that shit. That shit goes.
Okay.
They did right with that shit, bro.
Okay. There it is, then.
Check it out. Anything at the end? Is it one or two at the end?
You said what?
Is there one?
One?
Is one? All right. Cool. Check it out.
I'm going to load that up tonight.
I'm going to check that shit out when it's on Disney Plus for free.
Again, if y'all haven't seen Wrath of Man, please do that. Please do that.
Yeah, that
That's on the list.
That shit is serious. That shit is serious.
Anything that dude is in, I'm a fan of.
Yo, man, but LRP, this right here, now he's normally the dude, you know what I'm saying? We know him. Jason Statham's the guy. But in this movie, his cold-blooded mentality is different. He on a different level with his mentality. And the roles that he played, yo, man, is the movie is sick, man. The movie's insane.
I know it is. I know it is. I already know it is. I wanted to see it with it, but I forgot work too damn much. But I know it's dope. It's on the list.
Troy Aikman look that old over Peyton Manning like that.
So Will Smith ain't in this one.
What, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Nah.
His character
ain't
even in it.
They ain't got the, the character ain't in it.
Yeah, his character ain't in it, man. They doing some gay shit in this one, too, man.
They got some.
As far as I'm throwing rainbow sprinkles at niggas, man. I'm not. Shit like that. I'm not playing. I wish you guys could. I wish I could be joking. He really throwing rainbow sprinkles at dudes, B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, man. Then you got John Cena talking about.
It looked like a scene real quick. It looked like the old Willy Wonka. Remember when they was in those white suits? That's what it looked like. And I was like, what I thought, what I said was, the hell Willy Wonka shit is that dude got on? And why is he blowing bubbles? Is that a superpower? And then I said, that shit gonna fly.
Then I'm hearing John Cena talking about he nicks off a beach. I'm good.
I'm good.
Watch it.
I can see it.
It blocked the phone.
Oh, hell no. What the fuck? So
but actually, I haven't watched The Birds of Prey yet. That good? Did y'all watch that one?
Shit is doodle.
I told my girl to go watch that shit.
Okay, Shakes, let me ask. All right. Since we here, what exactly did you like about Birds of Prey?
I just like the story. I like when motherfucking Harley Quinn breaks up with Joker, like, of course everybody is out together and shit, like, that shit is funny as shit to me, like, that's realistic, like, if I had, like, a girlfriend, my girlfriend had me fucking up people all around the fucking city and shit, and then me and her break up, like, you freelance chicken, everybody coming at you, bro. Like, yo. And they still don't succeed, bro. Like, yo, yeah, I fucks with it, bro. I fucks with it. I definitely do.
Okay.
Man.
Well, I have a challenge for my brothers. If anybody can get past 30 minutes of Birds of Prey, I will never say a word about it again. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey,
if you can get 30.
Smoke a blunt.
That's why.
LLP, smoke a blunt first.
J-Rock.
Mandatory.
Drink something.
Drink something. Pull up.
So it could piss you off.
Wait, what?
You'll see. I'm not going to say a word.
You say what movie is it?
What type of movie? What
Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
It's a whole movie about Harley Quinn and life after Joker.
Yeah, that shit is some wild girl shit. I saw that shit.
Oh,
I told my girl to watch that shit.
That's some girl shit.
That shit is. So I saw a sword chick in there, though. She wasn't dope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're talking about Katana.
Yeah,
that cool. That shit is cool, but the story, at some point, you're going to be like,
they don't show enough for her.
What the hell is going on? Everything colorful that they blow up and shit, green, purple, and I'm like, come on, man.
I always hated when they did that shit. She's supposed to be rocking.
Yo, it's
for
the whole movie,
LB. Gotham don't never look like that, bro.
Everything is the colors on the trailer. It's purple, red, green, blue, and yellow, the whole shit. And you know why he liked that Harley Quinn shit? Because he likes Tekashi 6'9".
I like the bad guys.
Yo, Mason Rudolph.
I didn't mean that no kind of way. I was quoting from where anybody.
Yeah, that shit different. I couldn't listen to that.
I
didn't
want to disrespect the man. I just want to make that clear. What like the mean.
Really, I'm telling you, man. 30 minutes, brothers. I can get 30 minutes past that shit, let me know. I'll never mention that shit again.
Well, check it out. Well, we got 12 minutes left on that clock. It's been a phenomenal show. I myself will not be participating in the third hour. I want to check with the brothers, check the temperature. I got a 4 a.m. wake up.
Yeah. I can't do the third hour neither, bro.
Yeah, want to check out this game a little bit. So we appreciate everybody tuning in and rocking with us on this Thrive Thursdays. We hope we entertained you guys. And download the episode of 4. And we'll holler at y'all on the next go-round. And if there will be a E-Style Friday, Eve, the chosen one, will let you know. I am not going to speak for that, brother. But we'll get in the closing statement. And
good show, man. Appreciate everybody for coming out. So I got your Claypool. You heard, man. Damn.
Oh, wow.
He caught a nice pass. He hurt himself catching that ball.
Oh, man.
He laid out for that. He laid out for it. He shouldn't have laid out for it. But shit.
All right. Move on to the E, the chosen one. From the Philly.
Yo. Great show, brothers. You know what I mean? It's always a pleasure chopping it up about all the things that we chop it up about. Stay tuned tomorrow where East Out Fridays will be brought to you. And, of course, you already know what time it is, man. The Birds of Prey shit is whack. That's it.
Already. Appreciate you. Black Breezy.
Yes, sir. Great show, bro. Yeah, that Birds of Prey shit was whack. I did watch it, though. I ain't gonna front like I didn't watch it.
Right.
I did. It was whack. It was some girl power shit, you know what I mean? But, you know.
Right.
I don't know. That shit got whacked by the moment. But I don't know. I couldn't stop watching it, man. I gotta be honest with you.
Because it was bugged out. It was bugged out. So
I wanted to see how this
shit
was going to actually pan out. Like, they was bugging out. Like, when they got locked in that building or whatever was happening.
How is it going to end?
Shit is
doodle.
She's smashing people with hammers.
Cool.
They purple blood coming out of them. Man.
Yeah. It got real foolish real quick.
Yeah, man.
Great show, man. I'm going to watch this whack-ass game. I just saw Claypool get his ass hurt. What you doing, boy? Bounce his ass down somewhere. You know?
Yeah, I got to see the replay.
But, I can't wait to see the Giants. When we play, man?
Saturday at, like, 7.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. All right, I can't wait to see that. And put in a face and stay in tune, man. East Side Friday tomorrow. What's wrong with you?
No doubt. Appreciate you, Black Breezy.
Thanks,
Breezy. Jake. What you got?
Troy Aikman,
right?
John Cena.
He kind of do.
Looking like shit,
man.
John Cena.
Great show, man. Great week. Been a great week. We got next week to look forward to as well, and that's the preview of we actually get a Giant game. The football is back, man. I'm happy. Get to watch these motherfuckers. I'm gonna finish watching this. Okay, it's over here. Wow. But, yeah, that's about it, man. I'll let y'all tomorrow on East Style Friday.
All right,
well, once again, people, it's been a crazy week, personally, productive, but crazy. And we're just trying to make things better. We're getting back in the groove of things, but, you know, we're going to still follow suit and remind ourselves every day that we are working towards the goal. And I really, really want to accomplish this next goal of getting the brothers on a platform. And we love this platform, back at it. But, you know, we definitely want to move this thing forward. So hopefully I'm trying to make the moves now and create the things that I need to create so I can see my brothers in person and we can close these deals and get these things done. And it's coming. It is coming. We've been blessed to have a second chance at it. And we will not waste it. And Black Freezy is definitely carrying the torch for something like that to happen. And I'm support him and I rock with all of y'all, man. So great week.
Appreciate it.
Make sure that you guys vote. If you ain't got, stay away from folks if you don't want to get a shot, you know. But hopefully
you do. And I ain't gonna say nothing about that. That's, I don't even know why I brought that shit up. To each his own. Do what you do, but be safe. That's what I meant to say. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wash your face. Be safe. Peace, man. Y'all have a good night. We're gonna rock out. Let the brother Shakes do his thing. As we always say about this time, welcome to the world.
Alrighty, man. Shit, join us tomorrow. I don't know if it's like what, 6, 7 o'clock. What you doing?
Yeah, I might rock out about 6:30. But I'll let the people let them know. And of course, you guys are no way before that.
Sure. All right, y'all join us for that East Side Friday. Talk a little bit more about power and some more shit too. So yeah, y'all join us for that. But next week, man, we gonna get some Giants football stuff. Like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown right with New York Giants on that drive for 5. And we out of there. Takes the way LRP.
Yo, yo, y'all just been shook up by the Shakedown and we out of here. But yo, in credits, Chill Will, First and Gold, James, where y'all at? I'm calling y'all out. First and Gold, your team is playing, bro. We love to hear your content. Shout out to you and your family. But we miss you, bro. Know the number, you know the name. Just because you changed the street don't mean the house ain't the same.
Birds of prey. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Why we'll never leave on this shit?